This is Tehillim Nun Beis 52. Lemenatzeach Maskil LeDavid. This is a strong prayer, a good intelligence for David. Sometimes you have to have good intelligence to make the right decision. And let me give you a little background into the kapitel. We're talking about Doeg HaDomi, a person called Doeg, and when David was running away from Shaul HaMelech because Shaul wanted to kill him. He ran into a city of Kahanim called Nov. And in that city, there was a fellow, Doeg, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he gave karbanos. He brought, at that time, sacrifices, and he had stayed to learn Torah by himself over there. And he noticed that David HaMelech had come into the city. And the people of Nov did not know that David was running away and that Shaul wanted to kill him. They didn't know about this whole story. So David came there and he told the people of Nov that he is in need of lodging. And the people of Nov were very kind to give him food and lodging for the people that were with him. He also asked the people of Nov to let him have a sword that he had killed Goliath with. It was in the city of Nov. So they gave him the sword, but not before they asked the Urim of the Tumim. They asked the breastplate of the Kayan, and the Kayan told the people that David could have the sword. So Doeg went, and he told this to Shaul, that the people of Nov were consorting with David, and Shaul told told Doeg to kill out the people in the city, and so he did. He killed out the whole city, men, women, and children. And because Doeg brought this Lashon Hara, he brought this news to Shaul, therefore the whole city of Nov was killed out. It's interesting to note that Doeg was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he was called a Zokein Mamre. He rebelled against the rest of Sanhedrin. He paskened that anybody who used the Urim V'Tumim had to be a king. So therefore, when David HaMelech used the Urim V'Tumim and Nov let him use it, they must have been consorting against Shaul. So therefore he killed out the city. He felt he was doing a mitzvah. Avner, who was the general of Shaul, and Amasa, who was another general, they refused King Shaul's orders. It's very strange. How could, you know, a general refused the king? The king says, kill up the city. You have to listen. However, we're told by the Chazal, the Medrash Tanchuma, that Amasa and Avner were on the best, and they paskin that anybody could use the Urim V'Tumim as long as the people needed that person to use the Urim V'Tumim. So David had a right to use Urim V'Tumim, and perhaps the people of Nov did not know that David was running away, and therefore they refused to carry out the king's orders. So, in other words, because he felt elevated, because Doeg felt that he was right, he was a Zoruz, he felt that he was doing the right thing. Because of his arrogance, an entire city was killed out. So we're told in Pasuk Beis, Bavo Doeg HaDomi, Ve'yageh Shaul, and he told to Shaul, Ve'yomer lo, and he said to him, Bo David El Beis Achimelech. David came to the house of Achimelech. So we're told that many people feel they want to be religious. There's a mitzvah of Hagbalah that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the mountain, Hashem says, you can only go so far. The Kohanim can come a little closer, but where you go, nobody else can go. So the question is, what would happen if a person says, but I want to go. I want to be religious. I want to come closer to God. So Hashem says, you want to come close? Follow the rules. Anybody who wants to come close has to follow the rules. You can't get close to God unless you follow the rules. And this was probably a factor in Doeg's downfall, that he paskened and he did not go along with the majority, which he really had to do. Matis Halil Bera'a HaGibor. Why should you be so full of yourself, so praiseworthy of yourself when you say this Lashon Hara, you Gibor in Torah, you strong man in Torah? Chesed El Kalayom. When the Chesed, the Torah is called Chesed, you learn the whole day. There's more. We expect more of you, a person who learns the whole day. Or as other interpreted, Chesed Kel Kalayom, that the Hashem protects me a whole day. Havos Tachshov Lishanecha. Confusion your tongue is involved with. Kisar Malutosh Osei Ramiya. You're like a sharp razor that pulls out the hair. When you give a haircut with a razor, I once saw that in certain countries they punish people by giving them a haircut with a razor because it pulls off part of the scalp as well. You just can't just get the hairs. So, Ahavta Ra Mitov, you loved evil than good. Sheker Midaber Tzedek Sela, you loved the lies rather than saying the right thing. Ahavta Chol Divrei Vala, you loved all the swallowing up things, all the negative things, the Shon Mirma, cheating speech. Gam Kel Yitotzcha, Hashem should break you, La Netzach forever. Yachtacha should cut you, Yisachcha, may Ohel should remove you from the tent. Vishay Reshcha, may Eretz Chaim Sela, and you uproot you from the land, from this world and the next. Viyiru Tzadikim, when the tzaddikim see you, and the punishment that you get, v'yirah, then they fear Hashem. V'olav yischaku, and they laugh at you. They laugh. They see how silly you were for not following the rules. Hinei hagever l'yosim elokim uzo. The person who doesn't put his strength in Hashem, v'yiftach barov ashro, he believes in his money. Ya'oz b'havaso. He feels powerful with his money. On me, kezayis ranan. I'm like a leafy zayis tree. Beveis elokim in the house of Hashem. Batachti v'chesed elokim olam v'ed. I believe in the chesed of Hashem forever. Otcha la'olam. I praise you, Hashem, in front of you forever. Ki asisa. Because you did this, you payback for sin. Va'kave shimcha, and I hope for your name. Ki tov neged chasidecha, because good comes towards your chasidim, towards the ones you protect. And one has not to fear about lashon hara or somebody doing something evil to you when you just believe in Hashem.